you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
It's Monday, January 17th, Dr. Martin Luther King Day. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. This is the second year in a row the pandemic has disrupted the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday, but it did not disrupt the COVID-19 stat schedule for LA County Public Health. It reported more than 31,500 new infections today, but don't read too much into that. Weekend delays mean the Monday count is usually incomplete and artificially low. Here are the numbers with meaning. 4,564 COVID-19 patients in LA County hospitals. That's up 1,000 in a week. Keep in mind, though, that some of those patients came to the hospital for something else and found out they were positive when they were tested after admission. And there's this, the positivity rate. That's a percentage of COVID-19 tests that come back with a positive result. It stands at 16.5% in LA County. That's much higher than the 2% rate in mid-December, but it is also down about 4 percentage points in a week, and the test positivity rates in Orange, Riverside, and San Bernardino counties are also down in the past week. So if you're looking for a hopeful sign, you can go with that. Let's stay in Orange County for a moment. KPECC's Robert Garova says the county, in partnership with UC Irvine, will soon have two new mental health centers for young people.
The No Appointment Necessary centers will be located on the UC Irvine campus and a location yet to be determined in South Orange County. They'll focus on the needs of youth ages 12 to 25. Experts say those are the years when initial mental health concerns often arise. Organizers say the centers will offer on-site services like therapy, but program director Steven Schuler says the drop-in locations will go beyond that too, partly because of necessity.
We're never going to have enough professionals, and so the one-to-one model is not going to work. So group is one opportunity. I've run a lot of therapy groups in the past, and they're very powerful.
Schuler says the centers will also give UCI psychology students opportunities for training. The new locations will be based on a youth-centered model that was developed at Stanford. The OC centers should be open by the end of the year, with two LA County sites to follow. Last month, the U.S. Surgeon General issued an advisory warning of a mental health crisis among the nation's youth, a crisis he says has been made worse by the pandemic. Covering mental health, I'm Robert Garova.
There's a federal court date tomorrow for 18-year-old Haley Marie Grisham, one of four people arrested and charged in last Monday night's fatal shooting of off-duty LAPD officer Fernando Arroyos at Florence Firestone. All are charged with violent crime to help a criminal street gang. That charge could carry the death penalty because the killing happened during a robbery. Prosecutors say Grisham is the girlfriend of one of her co-defendants. Big game tonight at SoFi Stadium in Inglewood. The Rams close out the NFL's first playoff weekend with a 5:30 game against their West Division rivals, the Arizona Cardinals. Rams and Cardinals split two games during the regular season, each winning on the other's home field. The winner tonight moves on to face Tom Brady and the Super Bowl champion Buccaneers next Sunday in Tampa. What the Rams really want, though, is to be playing at SoFi Stadium on February 13th, Super Bowl Sunday. Maybe by then, COVID-19 cases will have dropped sharply from what they are today. That's what Catherine Schlossman with the LA Super Bowl host committee is hoping. She says as many as 100,000 tourists are expected in LA for the Super Bowl.
I think that a lot of people have spent the last 2 years not doing a lot and really are looking forward to coming to a city like Los Angeles that does have more stringent health and safety protocols in place than, say, some of the other ones.
The last time the Super Bowl was in the L.A. area was 1993 when the Dallas Cowboys crushed the Buffalo Bills 52-17 at the Rose Bowl. Otome-san, the last Japanese restaurant in Boyle Heights, is now a Los Angeles Historic Cultural Monument. Opened since 1956, it is now owned by longtime Boyle Heights businesswoman Yayoi Watanabe. She bought it in 2005 from the widow of the restaurant's second owner, who'd planned to close it. Watanabe's daughter, Judy Hayashi, says she and her mom try to preserve the memories of the Japanese community that was dominant in Boyle Heights in the 50s and 60s.
We hope that we can share the history and the great neighborhood that Boyle Heights is. And hopefully with that honor, you know, we can brighten people's lives with Boyle Heights.
Judy Hayashi says almost everything inside Otami-san is original to when it opened 67 years ago. It's right there over on First Street. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people. The LAS Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at las.com/sweeps.